Lord. Would you stand with me as we turn to the book of John? John chapter 1, we'll read just verse 29, and we'll then capture the rest of the story here as we share it with you for a brief while this morning. John chapter 1, and we'll read together, please, verse 29. John's introduction of Jesus. Praise God. All right, let's read together verse 29. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Praise God. Again, a recognition. Look, he's the one. And not just look, not just observe, not just be in his presence, but understand there's a work that he's going to accomplish. No one else has been able to do it. No one else has been qualified, but he will take away the sin of the world. Amen. You may be seated. John's introduction is remarkable in that he did not try to put himself in the picture as a one who was a forerunner or a voice in the wilderness and so on. He identified himself as those entities or works, but he also said, "I'm not." When they came to him and inquired, he said, "I'm not Elijah. I'm not the Christ. I'm not the prophet." He was quick to step back and give glory to the Lord. He declared, I am the voice in the wilderness. He said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me. Or in the margin says that he ranks higher than I. I often think when he said, there is one coming after me who is mightier than I would vote that as probably the understatement of the millennium. Amen. Oh, John, you have a powerful ministry. You have a great voice. You are doing wonderful things. But indeed, the one coming after you is mightier. Praise God. And thank the Lord that we can know the power of God. And John would make that statement. John would declare how that he indeed is great. But he would also say he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I'm thankful that he would identify the work of the Lord and what Jesus would be performing. Yes, the Lamb of God. And in the Jewish minds, they would quickly identify the Lamb of God. You mean like the Passover Lamb? The one who we apply his blood and we commemorate that day clear back in Exodus 12. When we were, as a people, leaving Egypt, the one who would be our protector, the one whose blood would minister to us in that way, and John would repeat it in verse 36, Behold, the Lamb of God. And quickly they would be able to identify, as they would recollect their procedures and their heritage and the works that they would do, to know that a lamb had to be sacrificed and his blood applied. Thank God that we understand that the story of the crucifixion and the work of the Lord Jesus is not just fable, it's not just legend, it's not a fairy tale, but it's powerful to do a work in our lives today. Moreover, the words of John would last on into the book of Acts and be quoted by three different ones, including Jesus. Jesus would quote the words of John. In Acts 1 and 5, Jesus said, John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence, or not many days from now. It's going to happen. There's going to be a fulfillment. The prophecy that John made in Matthew 3 and 11 is going to be fulfilled in your life. Praise God. Peter likewise would remember what John said. He had gone to a centurion's house, a Roman centurion. That was an amazing thing for him to do. a Jew to go to a non-Jew's home and there eat and fellowship and spend time. Peter went and preached to the Roman Cornelius, all of his household, the soldiers that were there with him, his servants, his family. The Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. Praise God. I'm thankful you can receive the Holy Ghost anytime. While we're worshiping, while we're praying, while I'm preaching, when we're in the altar, praise God, when you're sitting in your home, when you're driving in your car, when you're standing in the grocery line, when you're in the post office, God can fill with His Spirit because He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and His power is not diminished. He is the same. Praise God. And I'm thankful I can put my trust in Him. But Peter would declare in Acts 11:16, I remembered the word of the Lord, how that He said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And he is reporting how Cornelius, as a Roman centurion, was filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank God that the power of the Lord is available to everyone. There is no holding back all of the blessing that God wants to bestow upon mankind. And I'm thankful it includes us right here in little old Sterling, Alaska. The power of God can be renewed. The power of God can flow forth. The power of God can be manifest, even as he has done so many times before. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul would make mention of John's baptism of repentance in Acts 13. Again, in Acts 19, Paul would make mention of the baptism of John. John verily baptized, he said, with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. Amen. John was constantly pointing to him, even after his death, even after his premature ending of his ministry. John's words continued to live on. He's coming. The one after me is mightier. That's the one you're to believe on. And Paul is quoting what John said. And when those 12 Ephesian believers heard that word, when they heard this, Acts 19:5 says, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Why? Because he is mightier. Because he is God. Because he is the one brought forth. Hallelujah. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it is his name that brings salvation. It is his name that remits sins. It is his name that brings power over the devil and all of his forces. I'm thankful that we can behold the work of God in our lives and the blessing that he desires to bring forth. The book of Acts church could behold the working of the Spirit. They preached the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. They preached the blood, about the blood of Jesus paying for the church. The name of Jesus for salvation was exalted. Praise God. And I'm thankful we can behold him. Now on this Sunday, much of the church world is celebrating what John 12 talks about. John 12, and its reference to Jesus entering into Jerusalem in what is called the triumphal entry. Behold thy king. The cry went forth, and it was a fulfillment of prophecy, as it is written, John said. Thank God we know what the Word of God says and recognize it is fulfilled just as the Lord would declare it. Zechariah 9:9 prophesied about the king coming, sitting upon the colt of a donkey. And I'm thankful that the Lord Jesus came forth that day as well, just as he desires to fulfill the Word of God. And it was fulfilled prophecy after prophecy. You can have confidence in the Word of God. You can know this is not just fable. This is not just folk tales. This is not just fairy tales. Thank God we know it is the Word of God, and God fulfills His Word just as He declared. Amen. Thank the Lord that He has, He does, and He will fulfill more prophecy. In John 12, many had come to the feast. and not only to come to the feast and fulfill the commandments that was part of their Jewish heritage, but they had heard about Lazarus. They'd heard about the one who had been dead for 4 days, and he was laying in his tomb. And Jesus said, "Roll the stone away," even at the objection of the sisters of Lazarus, saying, "Lord, by now there's an odor, there's a smell. He's been dead for 4 days. Decomposition has become a part of that process. No, roll the stone away." And Jesus called Lazarus forth, and he that was dead came forth. And hallelujah, the Lord said, not only does he have life now, but unwrap him. Take those grave clothes off. That's not how he's to be recognized anymore. He's stepping forward into new life. There's new power that God wants to bring. Thank God we don't have to carry around the stinking old things of our past. We can move into the future and life that God has provided for us. Hallelujah. There can be a loosing. There can be a let go. Hallelujah. Of all of the problems and difficulties that were there in the past. Yeah, they wanted to see Lazarus, wouldn't you? Really? Been dead for 4 days? Doesn't smell. Doesn't look moldy. He looks brand new. Wouldn't you want to see him? Praise God. So they come to that feast, and they come to that time, and they want to lift up the Lord, and here he comes, riding on a donkey, and they're crying out, "Hosanna! Hosanna!" They're taking branches. I won't pull these nice things out. I did that one time, but gave my wife a heart attack. But here they go. Here they are, waving the palm branches. Hosanna! They're crying out, "Hosanna! Praise God. He deserves our praise." He deserved praise back then. I'm sure there were those who were lame. I'm sure there were those who were lepers that Jesus healed, and they were exalting him. Hosanna. There were those who were blind. There were those who were deaf. There were those who had had all manner of diseases healed, and they cried out, "Hosanna." Hey, friend, it may be 2014. It may be April 13th, but I'm going to look around here in this congregation and recognize there's somebody that was healed of heart disease. Hallelujah. There's somebody that was healed of different problems and situations. There's somebody that was healed of cancer and a problem that the Lord was able to do a work in his life. Oh, I'm going to cry out, "Hosanna." There's AJ. He was healed, thank God, of a problem with asthma. Oh, yes, I'm going to holler, "Hosanna. He's my victor. He's my king. He deserves the crown. He deserves the praise." Hallelujah. Thank God that we can praise him today. Clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Hosanna means save. Hosanna in the highest. He's able to save to the uttermost. Praise God. One preacher said, from the guttermost to the uttermost. That's how my God can do it. Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, yes. Great praise, great worship. But the sad thing is, they lifted the Lord up only to let him down. Because there came the moment when Pilate would declare, "Behold your king." The voices had changed. The praise was silenced by prosecution. "Crucify him," was now the cry of the crowd. "Crucify him," instead of praise. Pilate recognized his unique problem. "Shall I crucify your king?" he asked them. They loudly reply, "We have no king but Caesar." What an amazing statement. For those with Hebrew heritage, all the way back to Abraham and even beyond, we'd be able to say, "We have no king But Caesar Pilate had the intestinal fortitude, however, to write his sign in three languages, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. He wasn't going to back down. What I have written, I have written. Before that, he presented the Lord and said, Behold the man. Pilate had Jesus scourged, whipped with a cat of nine tails 39 times. His flesh was hanging in shreds. The blood was flowing. It was a treatment that often killed prisoners. The soldier's cruelty with a crown of thorns, a purple robe, smiting him and slapping him, and so on. However, Pilate standing forth and saying three times, I find no fault in him. Why do you want to crucify him? Why do you want to judge him? Let me beat him. Let me mistreat him. Let that be adequate. But no, the cry continued to be, crucify him. Pilate sought to release him, but he gave in to the crowd. John's prophecy, however, was being fulfilled. The Lamb of God was going to be sacrificed. And Peter would declare, we are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb. Hallelujah. Behold, praise God. Pilate marveled that Jesus was dead after just 6 hours on the cross. 6 hours. What an amazing thing. He deserved to be on the throne. He deserved that praise as he came down the street and they cried out, Hosanna. They laid their garments in front of him. They waved the palm branches, which was a sign of victory. That's how they welcomed conquerors. That's how they hailed kings. And Jesus deserved all of that because he is the conquering king. Praise God. But 6 hours on a cross like a common criminal? Pilate marveled that he was already dead. Usually it took a lot longer, and they had to break the legs of the individuals who were hanging so that they would actually die of asphyxiation. They couldn't breathe because their diaphragm was being stretched so tight as they hung there. They broke the legs of the thieves that were hung with him upon those crosses. Pilate marveled. Is he already dead? I wonder if Pilate marveled when he heard about the resurrection. I wonder if he marveled when he heard the tomb was empty. I wonder if he marveled when the guard that he allowed, that he gave, that he provided, and he learned of the money that was paid them to keep their mouth shut, and that there isn't a resurrection. His disciples came and stole him away while we were sleeping. Well, if they were sleeping, how did they know who it was that came and stole him away? Maybe somebody else did. But it was a fabrication. It was a fable that they were paid to give out. Oh my, we give tithes and offerings so that the gospel can be proclaimed. They paid money so that it could be shut down. The devil wants it stopped. The devil wants it silenced. But thank God you and I can go forward and declare it again and again. I know that the Lord heals. I know that the Lord saves. I know that the Lord delivers. I know he provides. I know he blesses. I know he ministers. I know his presence is with us. I know he promised he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Praise God. And we could put our trust in the Lord. Amen. The angels gave the report when the women came with their spices to anoint the body of Jesus. It was the time of the rising of the sun, but they didn't know the sun had already risen. They saw a young man in a beautiful long white garment, and he told them, be not affrighted. Don't be afraid, because that's how they reacted when they saw him in that tomb. He declared, he is risen. He is not here. Hallelujah. Amen. And just for effect, I think the young man who no doubt was an angel said, behold the place where they laid him. It was right here. This is where they laid his body, but he's not there anymore. He is not here. He is risen. Oh, thank God. We can proclaim that wonderful truth again and again, not just at Easter season, but all the way down through the year. Amen. Week after week, month after month, behold, he is risen. Hallelujah. His power has been revealed. The book of Mark. The book of Mark said, Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. And Mark identifies Mary Magdalene as the one out of whom seven devils were cast out. Now, he's not trying to smudge her reputation. He's not trying to drag up her past. He's simply pointing out she's been changed. The Lord did a work in her life. And it may have been just 3 years ago, but she's continuing right on. She's not gone back. She's not fallen away. She's not backslid. Amen. She's still delivered. And now she comes to deliver spices to anoint his body. Amen. And she recognizes that he has been resurrected. She went back and told those, and Mark said, who mourned and wept. They're still feeling like they've lost him. He's gone. Death has taken him away. It's no longer going to be that we have the opportunity to praise him and wave those palm branches and declare Hosanna. It's over. It's done. It's finished. But she came and told them, he's alive. I saw him. I talked to him. He's alive. Praise God. And amazingly, Mark says, they believed not. They come running to see Lazarus, but they don't believe the report that Jesus is not there. He's risen. Oh, man. That's how confusing things can get. That's how topsy-turvy and traumatic things can become. But I'm glad our God is able to work through our situations and bring us into the truth of what he can be able to do in us. Mark also says he appeared to two on the road to Emmaus. He gave them an incredible Bible study. And they reported to the 11 in turn, the Lord is risen indeed. Praise God. He appeared to the 11. He talked to them about unbelief. He said, go ye. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Thank God that we can apply the blood of the Lamb in our lives as we take his name in the waters of baptism. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Praise God. And the Bible ends, or Mark rather, ends in Mark 16 and 20. The Lord working with them. The Lord working with them. So many times, Brother Seagraves, we get tired of working for the Lord. We get disappointed in working for the Lord. We get tired working for the Lord. It occurred to me, Brother Abbott, as I read that again here this morning, the Lord working with them. When we work with him, hallelujah, when we're in concert with him, when we're together with him, amen, when we're serving with him, he will confirm his word with signs following. Praise God, because it's not me who pours out his spirit, it's him, hallelujah. It's not me that remits sins, no, it's the name of Jesus that is above every name. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Thank God for the power of the name of Jesus to do that work. I want to work with him and see signs following as he confirms his word. And I see the hand of God at work. And we can be the hand of God reaching out. That's what Jesus said. Behold my hands. Behold my hands. Jesus came to the disciples even when the doors were shut. John said the doors were shut and Jesus is there in the midst. Amen. The devil tries to shut things out. The devil tries to shut you up. The devil tries to imprison you with fear. But Jesus is there right in the midst. Praise God. And he says, behold my hands. Thomas needed his own experience. Thank God, God that can give us our own experience. I'm thrilled for what the Lord is able to do in your life, but I'm thankful the Lord can work in my life in the same way, the same degree, the same measure. Amen. And his power can be displayed. Be not faithless, but believing, Jesus told Thomas. And I thank God we can let the hand of the potter be at work in our lives today to change us, to mold us, to shape us, to perfect us, and bring us into the place where we can be used of him. Because that cry is going to come forth again, behold, your king cometh. Behold, your King cometh. He's coming for his church. Prophecy will again be fulfilled. In Matthew 25, Jesus told about those who were expecting the bridegroom. They were some of them were ready with their lamps. Some of them were not. But at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And they that were ready went in. Jesus said, watch therefore. Oh, I want to be watching. I want to behold. Hallelujah. Jesus made the promise. I go to prepare a place for you. He also made the promise. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He wants you with him. Praise God. He came to be with us. Over 2,000 years ago, he came to the world. He spoke into existence. He came to the people he had created, and they didn't receive him. But as many as received him, the Bible says, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God that we can rely upon what the word of the Lord says. And the apostles heard what he said. The apostles believed what he said. The apostles reported what he said. And they had this to say about the return of Jesus. John in Revelation 1:7, behold, he cometh. Hallelujah. Jude wrote in verse 14, behold, the Lord cometh. Amen. 1 Peter 1:7, the appearing of Jesus Christ. James 5:8, the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And Paul, of course, in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Thank God we can hold on to the powerful word of God and know his word is going to be fulfilled. Hallelujah. And I will behold him. I will see him. I will rejoice in his presence forever and ever. Glory to God. Behold. Amen. Amen. It's important that we help others behold. It's important that we point them to the Lord. It's him. It's Jesus. Not unto us, Lord. Not unto us, but unto thy name. Give glory unto thy name. Praise God. Hallelujah. And not be as those who welcomed him with praise and with worship and with waving their garments and the palm branches and declaring Hosanna and so on, and then changing so quickly to crucify him. Amen. It's important to look the part, important to dress the part, important to act the part, important to live the part above everything else. Live it, because it's life that he gives to us. Hallelujah. And oh, thank God, we can be ready. We can be ready. Peter said, be ready to give an answer. Everyone that asks a reason of the hope that is within you, be ready. Praise God. And oh, how necessary to be ready, because he's going to break the clouds of glory. Amen. And I believe it's very, very, very soon. Hallelujah. The words and prophecy are going to be fulfilled. Let's stand today. Praise God. How important. Be ready to behold your King. Amen. Behold, your King cometh. Glory to God. And all the praise and the worship that is going to burst forth. Hallelujah. John said it sounds like many waters. He said it sounds like mighty thunderings. Praise God. I've been in a service where just to see, I screamed as loud as I could, and I couldn't hear myself scream. It was that loud of praise and worship. Amen. Does that make the Lord nervous? Oh, no. Oh, no. He said there were those who criticized the people who were giving praise to him. They said, keep your disciples silent. Jesus said, if they hold their peace, the rocks are going to cry out. Oh, I don't want any rock taking my place. I want to give praise to my God. I want to lift him up. Hallelujah. I want to exalt his name. He's the one who saved me. He's the one who healed me. He's the one who delivered me. He's the one who answered my prayer. He's the one who ministers to my heart in the midnight hour. He's the one who understands when no one else understands, and I bring my needs before him. Oh, yes, I want to behold him. Behold, your King cometh. Praise God. Be ready to go. Be ready to rejoice. Be ready to exalt him. Be ready to walk on those streets of gold. Hallelujah. The gates of pearl, the crystal sea, the walls of jasper. Oh, what an amazing place. What an incredible time we're going to enjoy. But above all, his majesty. Exalting him. Lifting him up. Thank God. Let's raise our hands and just praise him for a moment here right now. Glory to God. Now any gift is received with thanks. Thank you. Gratitude, appreciation. Thank you. That's what we say to our Lord. We give him worship. We give him praise. We exalt him. Hallelujah. We adore him. We lift him up with our words of worship and praise. And then any gift is received by reaching out. We raise our hands as surrender. We raise our hands saying, I'm letting go of things here, things that don't work, things that don't apply. And Lord, I'm reaching for those heavenly things that you have for me. Praise God. Thank the Lord. He doesn't disappoint us. He provides. He ministers. He blesses. What a great and mighty God. And we're in his presence right now. Right now. He is right here. Present to minister to your needs. Here to heal your body. Here to fill you with his spirit. Praise God. And oftentimes all of those things happen at one time. Praise God. And his power is revealed in a great way. If you have those needs today, I want you to step out with faith, with believing, with trust, with awareness. Our God can do it. Our God can minister. Praise God. Step out as an act of faith, as an act of obedience. Say, Lord, I'm coming because I know you're great. Lord, I'm stepping out because I know your power is real. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. And as we believe his word, as we claim his promise, as we reach for his blessing today, believe that his word is going to be fulfilled just as he declared. Amen. Good. Let's raise our hands now. Amen. Let's believe him. That's good. In the name of Jesus.
I will love you.
In the name of Jesus.
Evermore, I will glorify the name of the Lord.
Let the Lord do that work for you right now.
Bow before you. I will bless your name forever.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Evermore I will love you. Evermore I will serve you. Evermore I will glorify.
Hallelujah. Shut out everything else right now and just behold his power. Shut out everything going on around you and just behold the Lord in his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your praise to the Lord. Lift your worship to the Lord. Oh, Jesus, we exalt you. Believing the Lord right now, as you're believing his promise, you're believing his word. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive your healing. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the touch of the Lord.